This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Former U.S. President Donald Trump showed up on Monday for the first day of his civil trial in New York, where he's accused of inflating his holdings, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Donald Trump came in a side door. Still, that did not stop him from addressing media in the courthouse hallway, where Trump railed at the judge's pretrial decision that he engaged in fraud.
We're going to be here for months with a judge that already made up his mind. It's ridiculous.
But ever the optimist.
Other than that, things went very well.
Trump also blasted New York Attorney General Letitia James, who brought the lawsuit.
No matter how much money you think you may have, no one is above the law.
James is seeking $250 million in penalties and a ban on Trump doing business in New York. Julie Walker, New York.
Serbia's top military officials say the army has reduced its troop presence near the border with Kosovo by nearly half, following reports from the U.S. and other governments of a mass military buildup. Over a week ago, a shootout in the area left four people dead, including a Kosovo police officer and three heavily armed Serbs, raising fears of instability in the volatile region. Scientists Katalin Karikó and Drew Weissman won the 2023 Nobel Prize in Medicine for discoveries enabling the development of COVID-19 vaccines, the award-giving body said on Monday. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus congratulated them.
Today is a great day for health, a great day for science, and a great day for vaccines. I offer my warmest congratulations to Dr. Katalin Karikó and Dr. Drew Weissman.
A Nobel board member said they saved millions of lives. This is VOA News. The United Nations Security Council on Monday authorized a foreign security mission to Haiti a year after the Caribbean country asked for help to fight violent gangs that have largely overrun its capital. The 15-member council also expanded a UN arms embargo to include all gangs. The embargo previously only applied to designated individuals. Haitian officials have said guns used by gangs are believed to have been mostly imported from the United States. Nearly the entire population of ethnic Armenians in Nagorno-Karabakh have fled to Armenia, and the one-time residents of the self-declared republic are scattered. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from near the Armenia border with Azerbaijan.
For decades, Armenia and Azerbaijan have fought bitterly over the enclave, best known as Nagorno-Karabakh. And last week, after a fierce assault in mid-September, Azerbaijan won. More than 100,000 residents, almost the entire ethnic Armenian population, fled to Armenia, with many moving to scantily populated border villages. Others refused offers for free border village homes for fear the Azerbaijan-Armenia dispute would once again cross into Armenia proper, as it did in 2020. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Ishkhanasar and Kornitzor, Armenia.
Robert Fico's election win in Slovakia after he had campaigned to end military aid to Ukraine shows creeping discontent in Central Europe over the war with Russia. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
Fico's smear is his D party is nationalist and socially conservative, criticizing social liberalism, which it says is imposed from Brussels. Ahead of the vote, he pledged to end military supplies to Ukraine and strive for peace talks, a stance he doubled down on post the poll results. Perhaps it's just words for now, but it's crystal clear. Let me repeat it. Our stance on Ukraine is precisely formulated, he said. Our positions remain unchanged when it comes to our statements before the parliamentary elections. I want to remind you that Slovakia has different problems than Ukraine.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador on Monday called U.S. military spending on Ukraine irrational, stepping up criticism of the war effort as he urged Washington to devote more resources to helping Latin American countries. López Obrador has long called on the United States to devote more funds to helping economic development in Central America and the Caribbean in order to ease migratory pressures. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.